Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is the 23rd of June, 2021. We're doing Bark in the Park today. This is going to be interesting. Here's my goal. Here's my only goal today. With Rhino at Bark in the Park. I hope he behaves himself, and that by that I mean doesn't try to attack any other dogs or people. And I hope he doesn't... Well, if he poops, that's okay. I'll have a poop bag, but
my dog's gonna. He always waits. He always waits until, okay, I'm out of my yard. Where are we? You're walking me down the street. You're taking me swimming. There you go. Have fun carrying that bag around.
I noticed, though, Tanner's been in the studio with us all morning. Did he eat anything? I know you have some food over there, but it doesn't look like he ate, did he?
No, he didn't eat this morning. He's probably hungry.
He didn't eat at all?
No. You know, I think he's a little nervous. He's like in here. He's been good all morning long, but I think he's probably a little nervous, wondering what's going on. He did bark at the boss.
Yeah, that was funny.
When we came in during a commercial break, not our immediate boss, but the head honcho of all, he really let him have it.
he knows. He doesn't seem to. It was funny. But, yeah, I
love doing things with a dog like this, though, and I think they do Bark in the Park with the Booyah, too, do
they? They do.
We're
going
to have to do one here in town, too.
Yeah, they've already had one. I don't know if they're doing another one with the Booyah, but I know they've already had at least one. But
I like doing things with the dog. You know, it's harder to find things to do where dogs can go. I think it's fantastic that every Wednesday at the Fox City Stadium with the Timber Rattlers is you can bring your pet down there. Not enough pet-friendly things to do. You know, you can take them to the dog park.
Right.
Or you can...
And that's the thing with Rhino. I need to get him more socialized. He and I spend time together. He's great with me, but he's not great with other people or other dogs yet. So it was funny, though, having seen him around my brother.
Right.
My brother sounds a lot like me, that kind of thing. I think he might have gotten us confused at times because my brother would talk to him. He would respond like he hasn't responded to other dogs. It was pretty interesting watching that happen. And he's got dogs, too. He's got two littler dogs. I mean, Tanner's like five times the size of Rhino. My brother's got a smaller dog. They were about the same size. They got along pretty good after a while. Initially, it was a little
shaky,
tense.
Right.
But after a while, they were getting along famously. So I hope that Rhino gets on. Plus, it'll be another good test for him in the car on a semi, it's about a 40-minute ride or whatever it is. So that'll be good for him, too, because we're getting ready to go on a long road trip, and I want him to be more...
Car acclimated?
Behave himself more in the car. He wants to sit on my lap the whole time, and it just doesn't work, as you know.
But I love doing things with a dog. I need more pet-friendly things. There's a bar up in Suamico by the bowling alley called Bark and Brew, where you can bring your dogs and have a beer.
Okay.
They can run around inside. Then they have an outside area where you can let them outside and they run around with other dogs.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's kind of funny, though, because some dogs have marked their territory, let's say, inside the restaurant, or it's not a restaurant, inside the bar. They don't serve food. They serve, you can go there for drinks and then you can buy your dog biscuits and stuff like that. It's a fun place to go to every now and then.
Well, I don't know what the rules are here in Wisconsin, but it's not uncommon in the South to take your dog with you because almost every place has outside seating and they allow dogs, so you can take your dog with you. I know at my mom's you can take your dog almost anywhere except for the beach.
Right.
They don't allow dogs on the beach right now. Only between Memorial Day and Labor Day, they've restricted it. You can bring your dog on the beach like after 6 p.m., nothing during peak day hours.
But it's funny.
It's got to be on a leash and stuff.
It's funny because I don't know what it is in the state of Wisconsin, too, in terms of, bringing your dog to outdoor seating. We've done it up at Door County. I think it's called Red Tomato Pizza. We've had our dog there and did that. When we were in northern Minnesota, we took our dog to a brewery, sat out on their deck, and we did it at another place in Minnesota over by the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Like the GBD, they've got outdoor seating. Would I be able to take Tanner there?
I don't know.
In a lot of the places that, they put out water. Let me just say this. If I had a restaurant and I had outdoor seating, your dog would be welcome.
It's funny because before I had a dog, I'd be like, really? You got to bring your dog? And now I'd be like, hell yeah, bring your dog. I want to bring mine.
Why is your dog here on the patio right. on a nice sunny day?
Uh-huh.
You know, you have a dog, you're like, you're all about it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of
so we'll see
works.
How it goes. We'll bring you a report,
report
tomorrow
yep.
with all the results. Hopefully it's all good and nothing bad. So we'll find out. I'm not expecting the worst. I'm cautiously
I'm hoping for the best.
About that.
I'm not expecting the worst. I'm hoping for the best.
I think you should
reach over the left field wall, drop them onto the warning track, and watch them run around. See if they can catch him.
I tell you what, that is the one thought that I had. He's going to get away from me. He's going to get out of his collar, and he's going to run on the field.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And if he does, let me know because I want to get my camera ready.
Everyone will see just how fast he really is. All right, so tune in tomorrow. Find out how it goes. It'll all start at 6 a.m. on the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.